I'm glad that we have Donald Penn on hold here. Raiders offensive lineman, their tackle, their huge tackle, got paid, got his two-year extension back in March, and we're very, very happy about that because we wanted him to stay around. He really wanted to stay here in the Bay Area, and that's exactly what he's doing, and he's going to be giving back soon by running the Donald Penn football camp, and we'll tell you all about that. Donald, really appreciate you joining me. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm just a little upset, man. I'm mad I missed the Game of Thrones conversation just now.
Well, we have it every single Monday after the season wraps up. We do a post Game of Thrones. Are you a big fan of the show?
Big fan. Yeah, I was mad because I was out of town right after the season finale, so it took me a week. I had to wait an extra week to catch up on the finale, but I'm all caught up now. Yeah, I'm a big old fan. Me and my wife are a big fan.
How good were the last two episodes? I mean, seriously.
They were good. This last season was real good, man. This last season is really setting us up for something to come. So I'm really excited to find out what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Next season.
You know what? You just kind of described last year's Raiders season. I think it's setting us up for something to come, don't you?
Definitely. You know, the good thing is, you know, when I was out there this past OTAs and, you know, doing an all-season program, you know, everybody saw that. And you can see in their eyes because of the determination and, you know, dedication. I mean, I think we had like 100% attendance the whole off season. And, you know, guys are out there putting in that work, doing extra, stand behind extra, getting there early. And this is just off season time, you know. So imagine what we're going to do when the season really gets going. But, you know, guys are really putting forth the effort. And, you know, me being a leader, you know, it's kind of easy right now because guys are doing it on their own. You know, I don't have to get on guys and tell them to do it. They're doing it on their own.
That's very nice. I like when guys just know what to do when they get in the building. They don't need any coaxing or coaching. They get it done. They take responsibility for themselves, and that's a culture change. I mean, you've seen the Raiders when it wasn't like that. Now it is. That's good news.
Oh, very good news. And, you know, we can't wait to get out there so we can actually, you know, show the world we've been working so hard to get done. And, you know, we still have a lot of work ahead of us. You know, we're excited to get going in training camp so we can really start fine-tuning everything, getting everything going, and set up the, you know, do the last final tweaks.
I like it. We'll talk about all the tweaks in the weeks leading up to week one. I can't wait to see what it happened to see what you guys look like. Tell me a little bit about the feel in the building. It sounds like it's a much better place. I think that's because the talent in the building's much better than it was, and it's growing and it's coming together. Tell me about some of the new additions, maybe some of the rookies that jumped out to you early on here, Donald.
You know, what you were saying, you know, it was coming along last year, too. You know, the great thing is, you know, I saw a lot of that coming along last year. And then now with the new additions, it just feels like, man, everybody's meshing so well. And, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, like a storybook, you know, like a fairy tale, how everything's meshing, everything's coming together. But, you know, the new guys are coming in and they're, you know, they're fitting good with the guys, you know, joking around, a good time. And then, you know, they know and they're following us. When it's time to work, it's time to work. When it's time to have fun to play, it's time to have fun and play. And, you know, some of the new DNs, the young DNs we got, you know, I've been seeing a lot of good stuff about them, a lot of fire, a lot of encouragement. You know, a lot of them guys are really working hard. And, you know, one of the things I see a lot that a lot of people don't see, you know, I see those young guys sitting there talking to Bruce and talking to Khalil a lot, you know, picking their brains. And, you know, young guys are already picking the older guys' brains. Well, Khalil's not an older guy, but he plays like he's an older guy. And, you know, he's a leader already. So seeing those guys pick their brains and trying to, you know, soak up the information, it's a real, real good positive.
Let's talk about this offensive line and how much bigger it got. Tell me a little bit about Kelechi Osemele.
Kelechi's a big, I mean, it's not even, I mean, it's crazy how strong that guy is. He's coming in and, you know, he's learning his offense very well, but, I mean, this guy has some real power to him, real strength to him, you know, just like Gabe. And, you know, right now, you know, we're lucky. You know, we got two guards right now that could go one-on-one against, you know, some of the top guys in the league. And, you know, Kelechi's picking things up very well. You know, I'm trying to help him along as much as I can because, you know, I do know the offense a little bit better because I've been in it. But that's going to be a great addition. You know, we got two guards that will be able to pull. And it's going to open up our offense and our run game a lot, tremendously.
How much different is the running game going to be with Latavius now being paired with Reggie? McKenzie went out and drafted DeAndre Washington, who, I mean, I got to be honest with you, I don't know much about him, but everything I'm hearing is that he sounds really good as a complimentary back, and he is the perfect complement to Latavius.
Oh, yeah, he looks real good, man. You know, one of the few comparisons I have from seeing him, I mean, it's kind of, you might think it's kind of big, but you know, me playing with the guy that I'm comparing him to, it just reminds me a lot of him. I see a lot of him on both. He reminds me a lot of Doug Martin, man. You know, kind of same build, same size. They kind of run the ball the same way. They have great hands out of the backfield. He's learning offense very well. And they could, you know, they could also pass block, so they could be a third down back too. You know, that's something Doug could do and this guy could do. And I see a lot of similarities in both of them. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that 1-2 attack. You know, we got big old boy, you know, Tay Train coming in. Then we got the little mix-up with, you know, the new guy. And, you know, then we got another mix-up when we throw a beep-beep in there. We call it Taiwan Joe's beep-beep. So fast.
I'm really, really happy for you. I think you're a good guy. I hope we get plenty of time to talk to you throughout this football season. I think it's going to be a special one for the Oakland Raiders.
It definitely is. Now we're, July 28th, we get to start, stepping in our days and counting the days down, stepping in our work days and putting in these work so we can, you know, back up this hype, because we got to back this hype up. It ain't going to be no good if we don't back it up. So that's been one of the little low-key secret mentalities that we've been talking about in the locker room that a lot of you guys don't know. You know, backing up this hype. Okay, we got the hype, and now we got to go out here and back it up. Cause, you know, I tell the guys, it's going to feel real bad if we go out here and we piss down our leg, you know. So that's why we've been working so hard, because we want to back all this hype up.